This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, and our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. So if that's what you're looking for, you tune into the right place. We also try to increase your returns if possible and reduce your risk. Again, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Financial Strategy. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to set up a complimentary phone call, say for 5, 10, 15 minutes, or come in person, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, I'll repeat it several times throughout the show. Our website is leavealegacy.com, L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y.com. There's a wealth of information. I'm going to say that, folks, a lot of free educational information that's there. Let me give you a flavor of what's on that website. There's one on demand seminars. There's one on Social Security. How much do you know about Social Security? Well, my daughter, Sherry Marini, she's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. And she used to work for the Social Security office, of course, many years ago. So we have lots of strategies. And if you go to that website, leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminar, there's one on Social Security. You have to put your name, email, and then there's a short mini seminar about 6 minutes long. There's some quizzes that you can take before and after, the same quiz, see how test your knowledge. And then there's some free reports you can download. There's also one on Paycheck for Life. It's called Guaranteed Income. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've talked about that in the past shows. Wouldn't it be nice, besides having Social Security, to have another stream of income, like a personal pension program, no matter what happens to the market? And we're going to be talking about that. The market's on an all-time high. I'm doing this on Tuesday. Thanksgiving is Thursday. You're listening on a Saturday. So I'm hoping you're eating these nice leftovers. I'll be eating them for several days. I love turkey and the fellowship and the whole purpose about giving thanks. When people always ask how I'm doing, I say I'm thankful and blessed, thankful and blessed. So we want to bless you by having you go to our website, On Demand Seminars. There's one on, again, Social Security, one's how to have a paycheck for life called Guaranteed Income. So besides Social Security, wouldn't it be nice to have another stream of income that will pay you each and every month for you and your spouse, no matter how long you live, no matter what the market conditions will do? Well, there's a mini seminar on that. One is on estate planning. Have you done your estate planning? We're going to talk more about that. I got some powerful things I've talked a little bit in the past, but probably sometime in December we'll talk about more detail about the IRA standalone trusts and how you can minimize taxes on these qualified accounts and estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys, how to avoid probate, et cetera. We'll talk more about that in December. But there's a mini seminar on that website, leavealegacy.com. So there's one's on Social Security, one's on Guaranteed Income Paycheck for Life, one's on wills, trusts, et cetera. One is, are you ready to retire? How about that one? Are you ready to retire? How about a tax-free retirement? Is that possible? As I said before, December 31st, 2025, unless the Democrats take the whole shebang, that is the presidency, that's not over, we'll talk more about that in the last segment, and they take the Senate, they already have the House, then all bets are off. They'll probably repeal it before that. But if not, you got to December 31st, 2025, and guess what? It sunsets and goes back to where it was before, so you got a window of opportunity to do some planning. So one of the many seminars on tax-free retirement. There's also one on women in wealth. So those are the many seminars. What's the website again? Leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, or just Google the word legacy financial. It'll take your place on Google called leavealegacy.com. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony Heights, Pennsylvania, development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mostly, although we have several young people as well. From Eastern Ohio, we probably have maybe more clients from Ohio than we do actually PA. We're on the border here. For between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. That's right, 70 years. So we have a holistic practice. And what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, one of the things we do is we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Very important. So one thing you haven't planned for could wipe your nest egg out. We do tax preparation. I know you don't want to think about that, but January and February is rolling around before we know it. So we do tax preparation, but we do tax planning. And when I get done talking about what we do, maybe a little bit in this segment, I'm going to talk about some of the highlights of the 2020 income tax year and the year-end wrap-up and some of those changes that are going to be available, standard deductions, child tax credit, etc. So we do tax planning, tax preparation. Most brokerage firms, probably 99.9% of them, don't do that. The same with most insurance offices, but that's one of the things we do. We also do estate planning, retirement planning, tax planning. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania on how to avoid probate, asset protection, protection from nursing homes, protection from getting suits, tax, again, remember tax reduction. We're going to talk more about that on businesses. We do a lot with businesses. And what else do we do? Investments, savings. You name the investment or savings, we probably have it. We talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is what? Your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend 3 months to a year, depending on the person. That's yellow money. Then red money is risk money. We have a division in our company called Legacy Advisory Group. That's red money. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities, anything that has risk. The advantage, of course, you get the upside. Disadvantage, you get the downside. We're going to talk about the economy and the market. And I got some positive news from another economist. I have some negative ones. I got positive ones. But the question is, who's right and who's wrong? It all depends on how much you can afford to lose. I know you don't want to lose anything. So one of the things we do is a rather unique suitability strategy. It talks about different buckets of money. If you have very little money, then probably you shouldn't put any money in red money. But we also have green money strategies. Green money is where your principal is protected. You can't lose money due to market conditions. Savings bonds, long-term CDs, fixed annuities, index annuities. We call them enhanced index annuities. Have you ever heard of an enhanced index annuity? But every strategy, every saving vehicle has pros and cons. You can't say one's better than the other. It's like a hammer. Is a hammer better than a shovel? Is it? It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're looking to pound a nail, I think a hammer might be a better fit. If you're going to dig a hole, I think a shovel is a better choice of a tool using. So one of the things we do in our meeting, if you'd like to set up a complimentary call, that 5 or 10, 15 minutes will come in person. There's no charge. Is we have a, if it's a call, short minute to get to know you a little bit. If it's a full-blown either telephone or it could be Zoom, either one, then we're going to ask you questions. You ask us questions. Then the second meeting, there's a good fit. Then we're going to do the retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse, or for single, enough money for you to last your lifetime? Do you have a written plan, a plan that can tell you precisely based on certain circumstances we ask you? And of course, these can be modified, etc. Do you have a plan? Do you know, are you going to have enough money? That's what we do the second meeting. Then third meeting, usually third, sometimes fourth, is we make recommendations based on how the suitability, all that stuff, pans out. And then we give you the pros and cons. How do we get paid? Either a fee, or we get paid from the institution called the commission. So one way or another, we're going to get paid. But we don't get paid unless the plan fits what you're looking for. So if you'd like to learn more about that, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. That's L-E-A-V, like in victory, A, legacy.com. And we come back. We're going to talk about year-end wrap-up, highlights of the 2020 income tax year. And we'll also talk about some questions that I'm going to ask business owners. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information if you didn't get a chance to write it down. And then before I give you the contact information, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about year-end wrap-up highlights of the 2020 income tax. And your taxes are going to be starting to be due here in February, March, and so forth. So I'll give you just the highlights of it. And remember, tax planning. So if you're doing with H&R Block or those places, they're tax prep. Do they do any tax planning? That's very important. Now, some people aren't paying any taxes. So obviously, you don't need any tax planning. But there's many people out there are looking for strategies, ways, if possible, they can reduce your taxes. That's one of the things we do. And we have another website for that called Innovation Tax Service. And if you're more of a high-end, we have one called EliteTaxReduction.com through Redwood. We got some of the top CPAs, planners, estate planning attorneys, tax attorneys throughout the country. There's no business that's too big or income that we can't help. So those websites, the basic one is InnovationTaxServers.com. You can sign up for a newsletter, or the Elite TaxReduction.com. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person to see us, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. That's L-E-A-V, like in victory, the letter A, Legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y.com. So let's go over the tax rates. They say 7, there's really 8 because you got to count 0. So 0 and 10 was the same before the Tax Cuts and Job Act, 0% and 10%. They used to have a 15%, but now it's 12%. They used to have a 25%, now it's 22%. You used to have a 28, now it's 24%. Then you have 32%, 35, and 37. Most people, unless you're making over 100,000, are going to fall in a blended. We have some at 0, some at 10, and some at 12. And then if you get up to the over that 100, not counting the exemption, we'll talk about the standard exemption, you might get something to 22. If those are more, of course, you'll have brackets. So there's a blend, and the blend is called effective. The marginal is the last bracket that you're in. Now, the standard deduction for 2019, if you're under 65, is $24,400. For 2020, it's $24,800. So the first, if you're a married couple, the first $24,800, if you're under 65, is zero. And add another $2,600 onto that for a person over 65. So you're talking like $27,400. Before you'll pay any taxes, that's zero. Then usually the next 19, almost 20,000 is 10, and then you got brackets going up. I won't hit you with too many numbers because your head will probably be spinning. Now, if you're single, it's 12,200 in 2019. 2020, it's 12,400. Then if you're married, you got to add, I think it's about 1,500 or so on top of that. And then, of course, if you have kids under 16, you get that $2,000 tax credit. So a child tax credit remains the same. Child tax credit remains at $2,000, as I mentioned earlier, per qualifying child, usually under 16 qualified. There's an income threshold, too. So you got to look at that, make sure you don't cross over that. And $500 for other dependent credit for older children whom the taxpayer claims as dependents on the return. The phase-out, here's the phase-out, folks, limits for the child tax credit, you ready for this, is $200,000 for a single and head of household taxpayers and $400,000 for married found joint taxpayers. The refundable child tax credit remains the same at $1,400 for 2020. Remember, these credits also fall under the due diligence requirements for filing Form 8867 each year. You don't need to remember that. Now, itemizing. Most people are going to have a difficult time itemizing unless they exceed that 24,800 if you're under 65, or if you're a single, 12,400. But that's not the same. You can't. Because the adjusted gross income, they take your medical at 7.5%, and you can only deduct anything over in that. So you look at your AGI, multiply times 7.5%. And if a person has, say, 50,000 AGI, well, then you're talking almost 4,000, maybe $3,800. The first, you can't even deduct. Anything over that, you cancel. It's like a big deductible. But anything over that, you can count. So if you're in a nursing home, then obviously that's very important because you might be able to offset that against some IRAs. But if you have someone that's in a nursing home, then you want to do some serious planning on trying how to protect those assets. You say, isn't it too late? It's already a nursing home. No, it's not too late. That's called crisis planning. It's better to do pre-crisis before that, but you can also do planning while you're in the nursing home. Let's see what else I want to talk about. Requirement minimum distributions. I've talked in the past. It used to be 7.5. Actually, technically, it was April 1st of the following year. You turned 7.5. And then you had to take out 2 for that year. Now it's 72 under the SECURE Act, which took place when? December 20th, 2019. So now the RMD's requirement minimum distributions is age 72. And how much? You look at the fair market value, what it was worth on December 31st, and you have a divisor. At 7.5 was 24.4. At 71 is 26.5. So it's about 26 a little less, so you divide that to 100. It's about 3.9%, 3.85, something like that. So if you had 100,000, you got to take out about 3,900, 3,850, something like that. If you don't take out the proper amount, guess what, folks? 50% penalty. Now, the institutions are supposed to figure it out for you, but if you need some help on that, let us know. Waiver of 10% penalty on retirement distributions. The CARES Act allowed individuals to make early withdrawals up to $100,000 from retirement accounts on or after March 27, 2020, and before December 31, 2020, without incurring the 10% penalty associated with early withdrawals. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. I won't get into payroll taxes and those kind of things. ITN numbers. All right, let's talk, switch over to business people. There's sometimes I have business people who listen to this. And by the way, that website, you want to check out their credentials? Check out Redwood on that website of mine, EliteTaxReduction.com. And we have a gentleman, very knowledgeable. I've got other organizations, you name it, we have it. And I'm talking about two things we don't do here at Legacy Financial Strategies Innovation Tax Service. We don't do Willie Nelson strategies. I can't sing. And we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're interested in those, you're on your own for those. So let me ask you a question to the business owner. What is your largest expense? What do you think your largest expense is? The answer should be taxes. But most people don't say that. They'll say mortgage, kids' college, health insurance. Reality, the truth is their largest expense, not in all cases, but in many cases, is taxes. The problem is that since most Americans don't think there's anything they can do about taxes, they don't look at this as an expense. When we do the retirement roadmap, we look at that. Now, if you're a business owner, we have strategies, and guess what? You don't pay for us doing the work unless you're satisfied and if we can deliver reduction in taxes, then you pay. So why would anybody do it? I think everybody would do it. I know I do it. I have a business. I do it all the time. Number two, what have you done to create tax-free income for retirement? Your advisor, when he set that 401k up or IRA, did he or she tell you that you're going to pay 2 to 3 times more when you take it out? I wonder how that conversation went with that advisor when he or she explained that to you. How much of your retirement accounts is yours? What do I mean by that? Well, it's kind of like a mortgage. If you have a mortgage on your house, how much is equity yours and how much is the mortgage? Well, if you have one of those ticking time bombs, is how much is your money and how much is owed to the Uncle Sam? So when we come back, we have a few more questions we're going to go through on these types of questions for business owners. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. What we're going to talk about this segment is a few more questions we're going to ask business owners. And then we're going to talk about in 2021, will this be a bull year, bull market, or a bear market? Then the last segment, we're going to talk a little politics. And we're going to be talking about what happened to Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and Mayor Juliana, who are they all representing the same person? Are they all going different ways? And some things, if you notice a guy who used to own Overstock.com, we'll introduce you his name. And then I want to thank an individual, which I've been very critical in the past. So you'll get to see one of our congressmen who spoke out. And there was only about 3 Democrats that actually did that. So we'll talk about who that is and I'll say on the TV or TV, the radio, that when someone does something, I'll say good or bad, regardless of what party they are. So we talked about what's your largest expense that was taxes, what you've done to create a tax-free retirement, how much of your retirement counts as yours. Well, the tax-free retirement, you got a window of opportunity. You got to get this book. And the book is called, two books I'll give you, Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sekula, hardback. And then also our book, and Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, David Gone, and other business professionals, called Pillars of Success. Our chapter is talking about how to reduce taxes up to 30%. So you can get those two books. We'll pay the shipping for it also. So one of the strategies talks about how to have a tax-free retirement. Do you have cash to pay the taxes on your IRA profit-sharing programs? Do you? Did you know you can have guaranteed income for life? That's why you need to go to that website, Leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com has our contact information, and go on the demand seminars, how to have a guaranteed, predictable paycheck. Or you can call our toll-free number, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in person. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Did you know that the state and capital gains taxes are voluntary? I bet a lot of people don't know that. So there's more questions we could cover. But let's go talk about who Jerry Siegel is. He's saying, now I've given you a lot of doom and gloom, you know, Weiss, Dent, and there's been some other people. I've given you a few positive ones. Here's one, Jerry Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. 2021 will be a bull market for stocks. Before I go on what he has to say, my question to you is, who's right, who's wrong? Who's right, who's wrong? One of the things you need to do is that retirement roadmap, the suitability, and how much can you afford to lose if you guess wrong? Because there's other strategies. You may not get the big upswing, but there are other strategies that might be able to accomplish what you're looking for. Is it worth it to gamble, to try to squeeze an extra 1, 2, 3%, 4%, and you worked 50 years, 40 years? I say you worked day by day, week by week, hour by hour, month by month, year by year. Is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1, 2, 3% when you might have done just as well on a different strategy? I don't know. That's why you need to do the plan. Everybody is different. You name the investment or savings, we have most things that's out there. So Jerry Siegel, give you a little background, is the Russell E. Palmer Professor of Finance at Wharton School of University of PA. So he's not just some broker or anything. And a senior investment strategy advisor to WisdomTree Funds. And he has a book called, his book, Stocks for the Long Run. It's in his fifth edition. Well, he made a good prediction last year. So this gentleman, when he spoke to him, he had predicted the S&P was at 3119. And when this article was today, the 24th, it was 3562. The gain was 14.2. So last year, he said the market was fairly valued, despite it went up nicely. He said, where are you seeing it today? Well, he sees it going up. He said, we have to marvel at, well, how the market's done despite the recession and COVID crisis. As I appeared on networks in June to say the Fed's huge provision of liquidity supported by government's CARES Act would be very positive for the equity market. I looked at the growth of money supply and said, this liquidity is going to go into assets. And then in 2021, when the vaccine comes out, into the economy. We know the stocks are the longest lived assets, and they're anticipating a great 2021. I predict the bull market will continue next year. He's saying, compared to Shiller, the stocks are not overpriced. So is he right or he's wrong? I don't know. He has lots of credentials, but I have other people that have great credentials as well. This has been a pretty bull market. It's a little choppy this year, but it's coming on pretty strong. Is it ready to go the other direction? I have people saying it is. It's hitting that, you know, line of 29.4 in the Dow. It actually hit the 30,000 mark, and he's filling in the gaps on the NASDAQ. I have another gentleman said it's going to go down. This guy's saying it's going to go up. Now, here's a guy, Jim Richards, Strategic Intelligence. Will the last person leaving New York turn out the lights? The digital Europe may not be Euro at all and more. So he says, look for a double dip recession starts in January. Blame a new lockdown. Now, here's a guy going different. Investors recall the 30% plus market collapse last March, skyrocketing unemployment, and near complete shutdown of the U.S. economy. Annualized growth in the second quarter of 2020 was a negative 31.4%. But do you remember how it sprung back up? He said the biggest quarterly drop in U.S. history. In the National Bureau of Economic Research, the designated scorekeeper when recessions began, and declared the recession began in February 2020. No one doubts that the call for instant. Since then, some things are much improved. The stock market roared back to all new time high in September for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite. The Dow hit a new all-time high last week. Unemployment fell to 6.9% in early November. Still high, but a big improvement over 14.7% unemployment we saw last May. Annualized GDP, gross domestic product, also bounced back up. It was 33.1% in the third quarter. He said this was not enough to make up the first half decline, but it was a good start. So with the unemployment down, the economy up, and the stocks all-time high, does this mean the coast is clear and the pandemic panic is over? He said, unfortunately not. The technical recession was over by June 30th, but the depression, he says, lingers on. And more importantly, it looks like we're headed into a double dip recession. Just the opposite of what Jeremy Siegel says. He said that's what happened in the early 80s when one recession ended in July 1980. And guess what happened then? A new recession began in July 1981, just a year after the prior recession. The reason we're heading into a new recession now is described. You have to get the information or call, and I'll be glad to email it to you or mail it to you. He said we've seen a new spike in coronavirus caseloads and fatalities. He said the possibility of several vaccines being available in the near future is good news, but it'll take weeks or months before most Americans get their injections. I won't be taking it. The vaccine will initially be limited to the most vulnerable citizens, which is good public health policy. By the way, I never took the flu vaccine either. Meanwhile, the spike in new cases continues. Politicians are doing only thing they know how to do, which is what? Lock down the economy. If Donald gets in there, that won't happen. But we'll talk about that in the next segment where we're going with that. The best scientific evidence is that lockdowns don't work. No kidding. Extensive data from around the world shows that nations that have very similar experiences with the coronavirus, regardless of whether they locked down or not. The one thing we can sure of, lockdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses, which constitute 45% of the GDP and 50% of all jobs. Joe Biden's health advisors are the loudest voices in favor of lockdowns. They may not stop the virus, but they will kill the economy. And that's if Joe gets in there. The new recession starts now. Stocks are just beginning to get the message. So expect a sharp correction from there. And there's more information. He says, will the last person leaving New York please turn out the lights? We're running out of time. So you hear one guy is going to go good for 2021. Another guy says the opposite. Who's right? Who's wrong? Here's what you need to do. Call immediately. Call our toll-free number, 800-264-4963. Set up a complimentary consultation, 5, 10, 15 minute, or come in person. Do the plan. We'll give you the pros and cons. Toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, like in victory, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy, legacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message. We come back, we're going to talk about politics, and I have some information that you probably haven't heard elsewhere.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in person for a complimentary consultation to see if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last? You don't want to be caught sideways or downward motion and you're running out of money. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Our website is leavealegacy.com. That's L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy. legacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So we're going to talk a little politics, folks. And, you know, last week, the president and CEO of Dominion Voting System, John Poulos, was supposed to testify in Pennsylvania. And guess what? At the last moment, it was Friday, he canceled. And he was going to be under oath. Doesn't that smell, folks? Now, let me give you a compliment out to Mark Longetti, who I've been critical on the past, but I want to give him a compliment. He was one of three congressmen that are Democrats, and the other one was Chris Sonata from Newcastle that voted for an audit in Pennsylvania. Yes, an audit. Now, an outside firm, they want to do an outside firm. Trouble is, it could take some time. We need to get this right, folks. So there's a three-prong approach, as I see it. Number one, you have Mayor Giuliani and his team with Long Secolo and his brother, and they're kind of going about, and it's called equal protection argument. That's probably the one that has the constitutional best. Then you have Sidney Powell. It sounded like they booted her off the team, but she was never technically part of it. She's handling something different. She's involved in the Dominion Smartmatic. And I'm going to tell you, with Tucker, I'm really upset with him because he had a chance to get this gentleman. Do you know who Patrick Byrnes is? Patrick, B-Y-R-N-E. He was the former CEO of Overstock.com. Now, some people think he's eccentric, but you can Google his name, and there's a U.S. attorney that praises him a lot. He uptake down a lot of people on inside trading and gave him names. He said he's the real deal. So he's not working with Sidney. He's independent. He's using his own money to do this. But he's hired programmers. Sidney Powell's got people They've got the manual. They supposedly they can't go a lot deep, but they got the server. You're going to see things coming back on the fraud in this Dominion software. Now, in Pennsylvania, I think there's only about 14 counties use this, but their ones could make a huge difference. Mercer County didn't do that at all. But some of the other counties, they use that. So he talked about, and listen to this, he talked about how they can, what Sidney Powell was talking about, and he says, you're not going to believe this stuff, but they have the capability of dragging and dropping these votes from one candidate to the other, and they can do it remotely. They deny this vehemently, but why didn't the CEO or the powers that be come last Friday in Pennsylvania and have a conversation with our legislators? But Mark Lungetti and Chris Sonata did vote for an audit in Pennsylvania. Of course, the governor and some of the other Democratic people didn't like that. So they took a lot of heat for that. So I have to say that, give him credit. That's a stand-up guy to do that because I've been critical in the past. So I want to thank him personally for doing that. So, and then the other one is in, it's where Phoenix is in Scottsdale, where they use these Sharpie pens. Now, a couple of those things have been thrown out. The judge says they're not, but they apparently got enough evidence because that seemed rather bizarre. They didn't use the Sharpie pens before. Why did they replace? If you ever use a Sharpie pen, folks, for autograph, they smear a lot. They smear. Why would you use a regular pen? Now, Ohio, I guess you could use your own pen. When I went in to vote, they had a real skinny pen that I used and put my ballot in. But it seems a little strange. You're going to see more. Then you got Lynn Wood. He's the one who defended that Catholic kid where that Indian was confronting him and he was smiling. And then the reporters said he was saying all kind of nasty things, which he never said anything. So Lynn Wood sued the Washington Post. And I think there was a settlement for like $250 million. He also sued CNN. I don't know if that's been settled or not. But that's the guy, Lynn Wood. He's on another front handling that one for Georgia. So you got a three-prong approach. Now, here's my prediction, which I'm hoping it'll happen. They're going to say there's a preponderance. It's going to you say, well, how can the election overturn? Well, I think with the fraud allegations, it's going to be tough to prove all that. But the secret, I think the secret sauce is the one that Dick Morse talks about, equal protection, where the Supreme Court, I'm hoping, says, yep, we're going to throw it into the states under the 14th Amendment, and they're going to have a vote. And there's 50 states. There's 26 states that are red states. They have one vote each. 23 that are blue states. That has one that's 49 and one independent. And if that's the case, Donald Trump will remain. The question is, will the Supreme Court justice do this? Well, let me give you kind of my hunts. Clarence Thomas. What do you think Clarence Thomas, he's probably the most conservative of all nine judges. What do you think he thinks about Joe Biden? Just a thought. How about Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett? What do you think they think about Kamala, I call Madam Kamala Harris? And you know they're probably going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to retire Joe if he gets in there very quickly. What do you think about that? You think they might take this case up? You think it's a possibility? I think it's a shot, folks. I do know this. God is in control. He doesn't cause this, but he does allow us. I see our country on a slippery slope. Sodom and Gomorrah. I've talked about that a lot. Now, let me give you something you probably haven't heard about. And I listen to one of the radio shows. I've been on Twitter since they first started, but I'm not an active person on Twitter. I have the account. I get the institution creation research information, and very seldom I respond. I did respond to Pat Tooney because he's a rhino. He's retired in 2 years. He's a typical swamp rat, but he's our senator from Pennsylvania. He's a Republican. Casey, of course, is a Democrat. Either one, I don't have much use for either one, although Tooney has voted on a lot of issues that I agree on, but he's kind of a swamp guy. So, Twitter, I did respond to that, but listen to this. How many people do you think follow Donald Trump on Twitter? How many people do you think follow him? The answer is approximately 89 million. Now, the 89 million, do you think they all support him? No, they don't. But are there people who are not on Twitter that support him, like myself, my daughter, my wife? There's many people who are not on Twitter to support him. 89 million. How many votes did he get? About 74 million. Joey Biden, he's on Twitter. He probably doesn't even know how to use it, but on Twitter, how many people do you think follows him? 19 million. Yet, he received 80 million. Just think about that, folks. Use the smell test. Check other sources of what's going on. Is it possible they could stop that? If not, we don't have a country. And if he gets in and they take the Senate, even if they get the 50, you'll see we're in a slippery slope. So that brings me to my last point. If you want to protect your money, learn more about that, give us a call at 800-264-4963. Set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or complimentary consultation. 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or visit our website that has all our contact information, leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. You want to protect your freedom. You can't stick your head in the sand. Get educated. Turn off the Communist News Network. I turn off mostly Fox now. Why? I can see, I've been seeing the slippery slope on a lot of those folks that are on there. Newsmax is much better, but there's other sources that are out there, good sources. But the third thing, more importantly, if that does take place, folks, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. There's not the annihilation theory. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. God loves everybody. All. He wants all to come to repentance. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow and the gate to hell is wide. Why? There are going to be several reasons, but two main reasons. Ignorance and pride. So the secret of spending turning to heaven is, the first thing is, there is no salvation without brokenness. You have to repent. What does that mean? Ask for forgiveness. You're a sinner. Then do what? I'm a sinner. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. So repentance, step number one. Step number two is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He died on the cross for everyone, but you have to repent and ask to receive him into your heart as the God. Either Jesus is a lunatic, a liar, or who he says he is, the God. So again, it's not like taking a vacation. We're talking about forever and ever. Who do you say he is? Is he a lunatic or a liar or the God? There's two judgments, the Great White Throne Judgment and the Bema Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment is the judgment that you chose. If you didn't accept him, you were spent on turning to hell. The other one is the Bema Judgment, where you're being in heaven, the judgment seat of Christ, where your works will be tested. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me and Jesus. That's the most important decision you could do. We have another radio show we do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790. Check it out. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the leftovers for Thanksgiving. I certainly am, along with the pumpkin pie.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-Moyer's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever, because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement. Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.